me is Mac.
Yo.
And Justin Fetzer.
What's up?
Now a permanent member of the podcast.
I kind of said the same thing I did.
Now a permanent member of the podcast is Justin Fetzer. And this is the Halloween episode.
And we also have anonymous pipe.
And funded.
And funded. Yeah, the noise you're hearing in the background is some random water pipe.
Someone took a shit!
Somebody flushed their poo down the toilet.
We're getting to the point where none of our podcasts are recorded in the same place.
No, we're all the last, like, every episode in season two has been recorded in a different place. But yeah, this is the Halloween episode. It's not just any episode of season two.
Yeah, we're in a basement downtown.
If that ain't scary, I don't know what is.
Justin's here. That's kind of scary.
What's oh, man.
What's up with you, Justin?
Justin fart. Really sounds like a fart.
Look at that. Awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a loud one. Oh, man. So, yeah, it's the Halloween episode. It's not Halloween as of yet, but it feels like the season, so I thought we'd record the Halloween episode. Justin, what does Halloween mean to you?
It means I get to eat a lot of candy.
Somehow I knew you were going to say I was hoping you'd say something else. I knew you were going
to
say
I get to egg little children as they walk up my porch.
I get to eat lots of little pussies and egg one of them. I get to eat pussies. I get to egg children and eat porn.
I get to eat them labia cakes.
I get to eat children and egg pussies.
It's a cute line. I guess for Justin, Halloween means candy. Mac, what does Halloween mean to you?
Stealing candy.
Yep. I remember those days.
I don't know. It doesn't really mean anything.
It's my favorite holiday, so it means something to me. I don't know what
it's specifically. It's not enough food. Like, if people had, like, Halloween feasts of food.
They used to, back in the days where they celebrated it, the pagans and stuff, but now we
and
just
nobody really got candy.
No,
so.
No one got candy because they didn't have Starburst.
They're all spoiled bastards nowadays.
I wrote a new song on the guitar and it's got lyrics and stuff.
Oh, dang. Should write your guitar. Little grandmas or something like that.
Yeah, sweet little
grandmas.
Yeah, oh, that's hot.
They like to puke on Barack Obama's. That's just the world we live in, led by Barack Obama. Sweet little grannies, they don't like Barack Obama. About Tara's grandma.
I figured, because you can't really forget that quote.
I would just puke on Barack Obama.
It's like I wouldn't try to out.
Hi, I'm Barack Obama.
What are you talking about?
When you guys were outside, I was trying to get the internet to load in the window.
Oh, well, it just...
Well, that's because you suck.
It's like a kid and it loves me. Nick Kershesky had an interesting question for the podcast. We'll ask Justin first. If you were a ghost and could haunt any one person, who would you haunt?
That is a Scarlett Johansson.
That is a Scarlett Johansson.
No, you don't haunt anybody you know personally. Like, just want either one.
Why would I want to do that when I get to see Scarlett Johansson naked?
That's true, but you wouldn't really be haunting her. You'd just be like stalking her. Looks like some kind of doctor's.
Yeah, Neapolitan on the wall.
So Scarlett Johansson, that's your answer you're going with?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I can't say I blame you altogether, but Mac, same question. Would you haunt Tara and Patrick Swayze?
It wouldn't be for any political reasons, but I'd haunt George Bush just for... it'd be pretty entertaining.
Oh no, there's something under my bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd love to see how he'd react to, like, some haunted... occurrence.
Daddy, there's something in my house.
Daddy, I want to go brush my teeth, but there's some creeping under my bed.
I'm so scared I could eat a Pop-Tart.
George, I told you there's nothing under the bed. There's nothing in the closet. We live in Crawford Ranch.
No, if I can haunt
anybody. Daddy, could you leave the light on?
I need that night.
Good night, son. Click. Daddy! Oh, I'm sorry. It's your dinosaur nightlight.
We'll put the nightlight on low.
We're weaning you off the nightlight, son. We're gonna put it on low.
And it's the giant New Year's ball.
It's in a giant room, bedroom, and he's got a Hummer bed instead of a race car bed.
No one gets scared anymore. It's like, oh, yeah.
Right, my dinosaur nightlight will protect me from anything.
Oh shit, what was that?
It's Carrie. Run.
Oh yeah, whenever whenever Jude gets scared of something we're watching, he goes scary and starts to back up like slowly, like dramatically, like in a movie.
Oh, what if we asked Jude what he wanted to be for Halloween and he said John McCary? It's very confusing.
You weren't around for that, but who am I to deny you your Halloween wish? We'll get you a prosthetic chin and some wrinkles.
This is buying a horse costume. Look, son, you're John Carey.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what happens if you ask little kids who they vote for. I would vote for that guy. Why? That guy's not who you should vote for. Yeah, but the other guy looks like a horse.
That guy is a political pumpkin. I understand the Halloween time.
Yeah, exactly.
Political pumpkins.
Fetzer, I've never really asked you this, but do you have a favorite horror movie? And if you do, what is it?
Not really.
Yeah, don't say Castaway.
Castaway is nowhere near being a horror movie.
What are you talking about? You wouldn't be scared if you're on some fucking island.
But that's not a horror movie.
But in the woods, there's a and you hear monkeys fighting. That's scary.
Oh, I'd be scared. I'd be worried if they were chimps, though. I wouldn't be worried if they were, like, any other monkey, because chimps are just so fucking vicious. They'll bite your fingers off and just kill you just because.
What is this, the north side?
I feel like it. Better watch out when you go outside, then.
That's great that we had Justin talking about chimps and monkeys for a second. What is your favorite horror movie then?
I don't have a favorite horror movie.
You don't?
No.
You can't think of what's the best horror movie I've ever seen that like was cool or
no.
Like actually affected me somehow. Inspired me somehow. No?
No.
Jesus.
I don't really get into horror movies.
Why?
I don't know, I just don't.
Did you see the status I posted last night about Justin shoving a bike on his butt?
Yeah, I was confused.
Did you know one commented like anything on that?
I'm sure no one did. They were like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Well, he told me to ride Brady's bike over here, and I was like,
man, I wish I had a bike to ride. I'd totally come over and like steal Brady's.
And I was like, dude, by the time I get there, the seat would be jammed in my ass for being so small.
Yeah, I was like, Justin, you know, you don't have to jam this bike up your ass.
Just take the bus. I mean, what the
hell? And then I said, well, if I hit one bump, it's gone.
I hit a crack in the sidewalk, bikes in my ass. It's
funny you said crack because I was like, man, that's a good coke if you're after one bump willing to shove a bicycle up your butt.
Oh, I just feel so alive, cram.
I'm so strong.
Let's call up Rico and get some more.
Alright, Matt, you have to have a favorite horror movie of some kind. Because we've talked about this before, but it never went up.
His mom getting out of the shower.
Sorry, but I...
Why did you record over the tape? Shower.
I had seen Justin's mom getting out of the shower. And that was...
That's creepy.
That's creepy. That's your mother.
Yeah, why would you say that about your mom? What the hell?
She had like a 7-year bush.
You're making it out to be the scene from The Shining. The old lady,
you know, or the old lady in the shower in the faculty.
My favorite horror movie. No. Day of the Dead.
Yeah, it's a good one. That is the original, not the one of the crappy
remakes. No, I'm talking about the Nick Cannon, Ving Rhames meaning. Definitely not.
No, God no. God no. They've remade too many of George Romero's movies and they're all way too bad, except the original. Yeah, except the first remake of Night of the Living Dead and the first remake of Dawn of the Dead in 2004. Those are the only good remakes.
Well, like, Day of the Dead, it ends saying, choke on him! But all the Romero movies that come out nowadays, you might as well choke on them.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, they're bad, people. And anybody who loves, like, Night of the Living Dead and zombie movies, like, yeah, zombie movies are great. But just because you like the idea of a zombie apocalypse doesn't mean that every zombie movie ever made is good. Watch Brain Dead.
The guy who wrote the Resident Evil movies probably was like, watch Survival of the Dead and was like, God damn, that's a good movie.
Isn't that the one with the horse?
Yeah,
see, exactly. But yeah, they got
Resident Evil. There's a horse, or there's a zombie
riding a horse.
It rides a horse.
Is the horse rare?
The horse is alive. But it's like when you see the zombie riding the horse, like in the movie, it's like the equivalent of seeing a unicorn or something. It's like, there he goes, it's so beautiful.
We should go somewhere haunted this Halloween.
I thought of that, but I can't think of anywhere to go, really.
I know a place we could go if we get a ride there.
Where is it?
It's this crazy... It's called Dartford Cemetery. It's in Green Lake, outside of Montello. And, like, there's, like, Indians that are buried there and shit, and a bunch of pioneers. And I guess, like, if you sit on this one tomb long enough, like,
I want to stop you for a second. Could you still call them pioneers if they're dead and buried?
They're not really moving. They were pioneers, and then they just stopped.
It's crazy.
Oh, wow. But where is this place? Green Lake?
Yeah, it's in Green Lake, Wisconsin. And I guess it's just super haunted. It's supposedly
super haunted.
And they actually had it on the TV for that show, A Haunting. And they were doing an interview with some of the kids that have went up there.
Isn't that the Animal Planet one?
No. No, that's the haunting.
I'm picturing like, because he said super haunted, and I'm picturing like from Jurassic Park, like, no, we don't go to that island anymore. It's super infested with dinosaurs.
So we go to this one.
It's super full of dinosaurs. They call it La Super Cinco Muertes.
Apparently some of the graves in the pioneer section have a crazy, like, blue, ominous glow to them and shit.
See, that's a shitty thing, too, is, like, you can't go to Seven Bridges after 10 o'clock.
Dinosaurs.
And it's only going to be dark for probably, like, 2 hours or, like, so, like, by the time Halloween comes around, before Seven Bridges closes, so there's no way anybody could have, like, any Halloween fun there.
No.
Same with Seminary Woods, because it counts as a park. So you can't be in there after 10 o'clock. It's just like all these great spots. That's the only part I miss about living in the sticks. You can go to any spot like that, except for Tivoli Island. And
now you run into dinosaurs.
That's we're running out of
Shooter!
I'll never forget looking out the back window of the car as we were moving out of Watertown and you saw the T-Rex. Screaming, and then the sign fell. It said, "When dinosaurs ruled the earth."
Jeff Goldblum, it's getting closer.
We have to go now, right now.
From the horror mastermind Rob Zombie comes a tale of terrible terror beyond any terror you've ever witnessed before. Terror. Sam Jackson. Starring in House of a Thousand Cobras.
Say Cobra again, motherfucker. Say Cobra again.
I've had it with these motherfucking cobras in my motherfucking house.
Motherfucking cobras are my motherfucking terrorists.
Terrorists?
It's a motherfucking street.
Coming to a theater near you this Halloween. And there are dogs. Lots of dogs.
But yeah, I thought about that. I want to go to a haunted, at least a haunted location that's like isolated. Remember when we used to hang out at Blatz's tomb?
Yeah, I remember that.
I want to go to the haunted yard.
Cool. But we never saw anything there.
Well, no, because if you think about it, like, if you're a ghost, wouldn't you go a little farther than the cemetery you were buried in? Like, why would you haunt that place?
Well, look how many people are actually in the cemetery, though, you know? There's got to be at least one part where you could, like, see something.
Well, you don't want to step over, you don't want to step over, like, other dead bodies when you're a ghost and getting out. You don't want to step over bodies on your way out and in, so what's the point of even leaving? Just stay at the graveyard, haunt them.
Yeah.
People do come visit.
No, see, that's the thing. If I was a ghost...
That's why there are fences, because people are dying to get in.
Shut up.
Yeah. But I wanted to do that. Can't really do that.
Justin's favorite horror movie is probably Night at the Museum. Because everyone would be scared to be left in the museum, man. Have you seen Relic?
I just watched that movie not too long ago.
That movie's crazy.
It's okay for a horror movie of its age.
You just broke the stint.
I'm sure I did.
That was like the only part I was going to eat too.
Well, now you got two of them.
You buy the all right thing for just a white sucker.
He's not even a sucker.
He is a Nazi.
It's like a Lord Ted.
It's like a Lord Ted.
Remember we kept calling him a Nazi that night?
It's like a Sandy bar. It's just like.
Just all the white supremacists.
Yeah, okay.
This is Nazi. Fucking.
I keep looking at
your goddammers.
This is a soul rifle made of plastic to protect him from Magneto. Tori was here.
You wrap your balls in plastic?
Tori was here yesterday. He was looking at your gun. He's like, man, this thing is so cheap. And I was thinking it's like, it's probably because he's protecting himself from Magneto. It's all that plastic.
No, it's actually durable. It's not cheap. It's like one of the most expensive.
What's the most expensive? Like,
what?
You finish your sentence, so
it's
a
It's like one of the most expensive forms of a gun you can get.
Forms of a gun?
Because it's
tell
lighter.
Us all the different forms of guns you can get.
One-handed version. The two-handed version.
Because you can get a wood stock, you can get a polymer
stock. You get the shoulder gun.
Or you can have your whole gun be metal. So it's either metal or polymer or wood.
A wood gun.
My polymer.
Do they still make
guns?
They still do like some of the bolt actions. You know.
That's what I would hope.
Yeah, but I was watching Pawn Stars and they had this gun on there and it was a key.
Dude,
a key gun?
Yeah, it was key and it was used to like unlock shit too.
Yeah, I see.
It was weird.
Justin was sleeping here the other night. In his sleep. You know the thing he does with his shirt?
Yeah.
He was doing that to his blanket in his sleep. I was just standing there, I was like, dude, you even do that in your sleep? And he kind of looked at me and like, what? You were doing it on the blanket. I was like, what the hell?
Would you trust your rifle in any given horror movie situation? Which leads me to my next question.
Just the pause.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next question. If you could... You don't like horror movies, but you've seen them.
Yeah.
You know, like, the many different horror movie scenarios.
Would you shoot a clown, is what he's saying.
Yeah, if I had to.
I told you to step back! Get your nose away from me!
Even if he wasn't a zombie, I'd still shoot him.
Look at this fucking clown. No,
He's reaching for something! It was just a balloon animal!
Sorry.
It looked like a gun! A purple gun!
That tiny gun!
yeah.
if you could pick any horror, like, let's say you didn't have a choice, let's say it was like Cabin in the Woods when they told you, you're going to be in a horror movie situation, but we're going to let you pick it and see how you do, what horror movie situation would you pick? Out of all the horror movies you've seen, where there's all different scenarios.
Would you pick a deserted camp? Would you pick the road? Or would you pick where anything where horror movies happen? Apartment buildings, houses, trains?
I'd probably pick a prison. I'd probably pick a prison, actually.
Well, you would want to be in a prison for...
No, because you'd have all the ammo you could and extra guns and all that. Plus, you'd have food and shelter, and you'd have ways to barricade yourself off from
everyone. Well, this just sounds like the new season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know.
I just saw a commercial, but spoiler.
Yeah.
I just seen a commercial. That's all.
Any of it. Well, it starts on Sunday.
But it's actually like a good idea to find a prison because of all those facts, ammo, weapons, food.
The horror movie scenario you're picking is zombies.
Why don't you just go to some really fat dude's house?
I suppose, yeah.
Who's got lots of guns? Benji.
Because you don't. Because he doesn't have that many guns.
But does he have food? He's a fat man.
No, because he'd probably freak out,
And seriously though.
Oh god, we're gonna die!
Benji's gonna be a safe place, because if Benji had died, we could just roll over in front of the door and we'd be sitting there. No one's getting in.
So you're picking zombies.
And then you would be.
Actually, it wouldn't work out that way because you'd have a sliding glass door.
Benji has a sliding glass door. So we wouldn't be able to.
No, we wouldn't be able to stay there.
House with
just
no.
Just managed to kill his friend. He kills him. He's crying. I've been promoted, Captain.
No, it wouldn't even be like that.
I'm running this militia now. Attend Hut, and then he just stands up. All right. Well, yeah, I'm going with zombies for you because that doesn't work in any other scenario. Because you can. Like, you're picking a prison, that's the location. Let's say you're locked in a prison with a crazy serial killer. You're locked in a prison with, like, Demon Knight, like that scenario with all the demons.
Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be fine too, because, like I said, you can still barricade yourself up at certain points and they can't get past that.
Billy Zane got off the Titanic safely.
Someone.
That's because he was a pussy.
I saw on Facebook, someone was like, imagine a scenario where zombies broke out on the Titanic, and I was like, it would probably end like right away because not many people survived.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Mac, if you could pick any horror movie scenario, I'd rather ask you because all he can say is a prison.
Prison with zombies.
Okay, you're saying zombies, so you want the zombie movie?
Abandoned shack.
Abandoned like cabin, like.
Abandoned shack.
What's a shack? A small cabin.
Abandoned outhouse.
There's a movie called The Reeker. I think it's called The Reeker, about a demon or something. You can smell it.
Because you got bad breath or something.
You can smell it coming in the first scenes and like
good effects, but the movie sucks.
You saw
that
movie?
Yeah, you remember that guy got cut in half?
No, I didn't see the whole thing.
Your mom recorded it, remember that's when we saw it? She's like, this movie might be good.
That's what she says about all bad movies right before she watches them. So you're going with an abandoned outhouse.
I feel sorry for
Why me. Are you guys just picking locations? I'm saying all around scenario.
Oh, scenario.
Yeah.
Hospital.
Okay. Okay. That makes total sense.
Because think about it.
I was going to say a cafeteria.
There's food. There's lots of Band-Aids for Justin.
What do we need Band-Aids for?
Because there are potato chips in the vending machine.
So how are you going to get them out if you don't got any money?
No, but you'll butt them with your rifle. And then
he's trying to put it out like, oh wait, I have no money either. Oh, I have no money.
We're all broke.
See, now that it's my go, I can't really think of a horror movie scenario either.
Because you're stuck.
No, I like the cabin in the woods.
That's like bedroom.
No, I like the cabin in the woods scenario where it could just be anything. That's what I like.
Dad, could you help me get the ghost out of my room?
When did I ever request my dad's help for anything like that? In my related to my room.
When you were born?
They brought me home from the hospital and put me in my bed in my bedroom. Turned on my computer.
He's squeezing out of his mom right now. So looks at his dad. Since I'm your godfather, could you help me out here?
I am his godfather.
How many people can say that?
That their father's godfather.
Yeah. Like god grandpa.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Jesus. That's a weird Catholic family that I'm no part of religion-wise.
I'm my own John Voight.
Alright, well, that question...
Well, technically you are part of religious-wise if you're the godfather now.
The only reason I did that was because there's no one else in my family that was baptized. Sadie and Simon were... No, Simon was there. He's not baptized. So they're like, you're baptized? You can be your dad's godfather. And I was like... I'll officially be someone's godfather.
How come?
That's fine.
How come Angelina looks
like... All I had to do was stand
how
up.
How come Angelina Jolie looks like a shrunken head that's been, like, grown, like, blown up to a bigger size?
Because John Voight, got her from a shop in, like, Papua New Guinea or somewhere, where they celebrate voodoo or something. Found her head, dropped a little water on it.
Out of her body.
Yeah, it drops some water on it, the head puffs up, the body comes out, and you're like, hey, the body's nice, but the face is kind of... See, that would explain a lot, too, because it looks like there's a bit of water in
Where
the face.
Where did her brother come from, then?
I have no idea. Maybe he was a shrunken head, too. Maybe they're not even related.
John Voight's responsible for half of the cast of Hackers.
Wait, we're talking about the guy from Hackers, the main character?
Jeremy Miller's name.
That's
Justin knows.
I was gonna say it's not his name.
It is.
I'm pretty sure it's not his name.
And this is Jeremy Miller, and he plays Dave Murphy, and he's in the new. He's actually in the new season of like
Zero.
He plays Sherlock Holmes in this stupid.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he plays Sherlock Holmes in this stupid. No, it's not even called that. Like I don't know. My parents watch it. Yeah, it's like a detective show that my parents watch. No.
Well,
is it The Hobbit?
No. It's far off. Way off.
He's also a sick boy in Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they got married right after Hackers, Angelina Jolie, and Johnny Lee Miller.
Yeah.
That's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, that's
close.
Yeah.
No, fucking... Yeah, every movie that Angelina Jolie's in, she's got to marry the male lead. She's always the female lead. Except Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
So, since that question was a bust, because no one gave me a response, I can't even give a response to it. Mac.
I like you, Christian Slater. Always have. Always will.
What about Morgan Freeman?
What about Morgan?
And Wanted. What do you think they did?
Shut up, so Wanted. No one
podcast. I'm out. This is me.
Yeah, for those who heard that episode. Okay, well, yeah, the horror movie scenario topic didn't really pan out, because I said
you're
all
a bad
of
host. Then.
I know, I said all of
it. It
panned out to an extent, but
open
I wanted a serious
beer.
Accent or answer.
Hey, I gotta work.
So? One beer's not gonna make you all drunk or buzz.
Justin's on his first. Justin's like after his first beer. You know, one beer's not gonna make you all like drunk or something. Justin, you fell off your chair. Don't tell me who I am. Kind of send me, motherfucker. I'll kill you.
Gravity doesn't control me.
Oh, I was watching True Romance the other day, and like all the hitmen go into the living room, and Brad Pitt's just sitting there all baked. It's probably where they got the idea for Saul's character, Pineapple Express. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But they're like, they ask all the questions, whatever, that they need to know when they're looking at Christian Slater, and then they leave, and Brad Pitt's like, fucking kind of said me, man. I'll fucking kill you.
What movie was that?
True. This is True Romance. Is
true. Oh yeah. Okay. I remember
Brad
this. You showed
Train Romance.
And Jeremy Miller is in it.
Ooh.
Justin's gotta go see True Spotting.
True Spotting.
Yeah. Train Romance. That's good.
This is a question just for Justin, not for everybody.
Yep, just for Justin.
Our punching bag. Since you haven't started your journal yet.
It's Justin Fetzer, our punching bag.
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't started his journal yet. But can you think of a bad Halloween that you had? And if so, what happened? What in the name of God happened?
I don't think I've ever had a bad Halloween. I've always had pretty good Halloweens.
Has anything bad ever happened to you on Halloween?
No.
Has anything bad ever happened to you that made you think of Halloween?
No.
Like a rapist who was wearing a trick-or-treat bag on his head?
No. Fair enough.
Alright, here it is. The one you've all been waiting for. The future of the Zombie Vampire Men, starring Mac, me, and
Elvin Warhammer.
Him. Things cannot begin to comprehend what other things can do, or even comprehend what is fathoming the situation. Things have begun to get really dark here on the planet of whatever I said.
I agree, and it's the vampire zombie men.
Vampire zombie men. That's a bad thing this time of year. Wherever we are.
30 days of night.
We're in Alaska. It's cold. It's dark.
Alaska is now known as the planet of the vampire zombie men.
Do you think we're supposed to see two moons? I'm starting to trip balls. Whatever I found in the snow over there is starting to hurt my throat.
We are duly appointed federal marshals.
We sure are. They ain't taking my gun from me. Hey, look. That theater over there is screening Super 8 forever. That is forever weird.
What's that?
Oh, no.
What is that?
I think it's a zombie. Or could it be a vampire? What is it?
The vampire zombie man.
Oh no.
That's worse than either of your suggestions.
I didn't even realize how much of a manoid it was. A humanoid. He's coming our way.
We just keep standing here talking.
Let's roll away on our office chairs. Squish.
I didn't oil my wheels, I'm stuck.
I'll pull you along with my rocket chair. I don't know why I haven't
used that's a fire extinguisher.
We're so screwed. Oh no, he's reaching for us. Oh, pal. That will stop him for at least another 3 seconds. I've used that time by talking.
I still need oil for my chair.
He's touching my leg. I've managed to roll away.
You left me behind, you bastard!
Hop on.
Oh my god!
Alright, here we go. Down this hill.
Wait, we're in wheelchairs?
No, it's an office chair. Look down.
It is an office chair.
Cool, huh?
No, why are we doing this?
Because we're getting away.
We could run.
You're right.
Why are you beatboxing? This is serious.
I'm running. You may be confused because of the acid.
Oh wait, that's not a zombie vampire man. It's a rabbit.
What is it?
It's a rabbit.
I swore it was a zombie vampire man when it touched my leg.
It was a rabbit.
What planet are we on?
We're in Missouri.
After what Rob Zombie did to Halloween, I couldn't stop thinking about Halloween.
That's an interesting point to bring up. The storyboard artist for the Avengers made an animatic.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I've seen pictures of it from Marvel.
It's
pretty epic. They animated the whole intro of what they would put in the movie, and it was pretty badass.
I think that's just, that's a guy trying to, it's an artist who works for Marvel. He's just,
yeah, he's a story, he was the storyboard artist in the Avengers movie, and he wants to remake Halloween again. Because everyone knows. No, he wants to make a new movie.
I know, but he wants to reboot a comic of it too.
That would be awesome. I'd read that. But see, more horror comics need to come out that aren't like Hellblazer.
I don't know. Can't get into horror comics. I'd be scared of Charles.
Perhaps Zombie should do a haunted house.
No, he shouldn't.
That'd be crazy.
They gave him a chance. He has his own house.
I know, but he should do a haunted one.
He did a house of 1,000 corpses.
That's just a movie.
That's why Johnson's not scared. It's just a movie. It's not real, but AIDS is.
That's why these condoms on the floor are freaking you out.
All the diseases.
They gave Rob Zombie the chance to redo Halloween and the second one, and he fucked it up.
I like the second one more.
I've never seen the second one.
The second one?
Yeah, he made two of them.
I know.
The second one's better.
I heard the second.
The first one's like an action movie, almost. The second one actually has just all the one still angles, like stuff from like the original like movies. Because that's something that's scary to me.
Yeah, the cameras moved around way too much in the first one. They were just all over the place.
Action,
like,
shaky cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I, like, it was awesome.
And
you
killed the kid from Spy Kids?
Which one?
In the first one?
In the original? What are you talking about? In the remake?
In the original? That would probably have to have been Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
The kid from Spy Kids.
The boy from Spy Kids?
Yeah.
The remake? I didn't know.
Yeah.
He
plays the kid picking on the kid.
Right now, my favorite horror movie that makes me think of Halloween is Trick or Treat. And I just got a burnt copy of that movie.
Oh,
from
what a surprise.
My cousin's season. Have you ever seen Trick or Treat?
You're lame.
No, you've never seen Trick or Treat? See, you're lame. You don't like horror movies. You like Wanted at Night in the Museum.
I don't like Wanted? That movie was so stupid.
But you watched it. You said it. I knew it was going to be stupid immediately.
Here, let's curve a bullet.
Yeah, let's do something you can't do.
Yeah, ever.
Todd Zimmer wants to be my friend.
Whoever that is.
It's that one kid that like hung out with like Candyman and Nicole Sexton, and he was all like,
speaking
he's
of
the
Halloween,
scrawny like,
speaking of Halloween,
white
the guy
kid who had like the big head.
Who's Nicole Sexton?
Nicole Sexton. Nick. It sounds familiar. The name's.
She was that one of Brandon's big fat friend.
Oh yeah, Todd Zimmer. That's the dude. I got a good story about that guy when he's playing on the moonflowers in Tila's bathroom.
What was really Jensen?
Bree or Tila woke up late at night, and he was in our bathroom, and all the lights were on in the house, and he was in the bathroom with the door open, just sitting on the floor. He had a construction hat with a light on it that he got from somewhere.
That's usually a miner's hat.
And he was filling that with milk, and he had all the faucets going, and he was saying he was stuck in the bathroom because the door was locked, but the door was wide open, and he was pouring milk into a miner's hat.
Even though I don't think it was anywhere around Halloween, when I like get in the Halloween mood, I always think of watching Evil Dead 2 on acid or mushrooms. It was either acid.
I like the Tripper.
Yeah, see, that's a good horror
movie. I've been wanting to see that one.
You haven't seen that yet?
No.
My mom and dad watched it, and they said it was really stupid. And I was like, really? I really don't see why.
It's based on... They actually found a finger.
Yeah, they found a finger on the set while filming this movie. Like, and it was a horror movie. Like, how more perfect didn't David...
It was a horror movie about stuff that would have happened there, where they were filming.
Yeah. Didn't David Arquette direct that?
Yeah.
See? Yeah, that was a good movie. I haven't watched
I've been trying
that
to find that movie, but I can't. I haven't had no luck.
Me and Mac watched The Ascent.
You could probably find your Kill Bill movies in the trash, but I threw them away.
You don't like Kill Bill? What
the fuck was Quentin Tarantino thinking in that one?
He was thinking, like, I want...
We gotta make a movie before Bill Carradine dies.
David Carradine.
David Carradine.
Kill David.
I think one of the Carradines is
David Carradine's last movie was Big Stan.
Big Stan. I don't know what Big Stan is.
It's a movie with Rob Schneider, and he's like a timeshare like representative, and he gets fucking popped for like doing this scandal with it or whatever. He's ripping people off and like putting that, saying that it's like these gorgeous ass houses, but it was really in the ghetto and shit. Hmm. And like he's like super scared to go into prison, so he gets a tattoo around his asshole. And he's like taking karate and shit, and David Carradine pops out of nowhere after he gets his ass kicked by this master.
Me walking out of the podcast.
But no, the movie's actually pretty funny.
Another question from Nick Krzyzewski, and this is directed at Mac, specifically Mac, because it is regarding Mac's newborn daughter. Is Scarlett going to have a Halloween costume? I wouldn't assume so.
She's a baby.
She's like, yeah, an infant. She's not going trick-or-treating.
Get the fuck out of here.
Justin's... the scariest horror movie Justin's ever seen is The Booger.
Put this shit on yourself.
Yeah, so she's a baby. That's your answer, Nick. She's not wearing a Halloween costume. I guess she's dressed as like a blanket sometimes because she has a blanket around her, but that's it.
She's gonna be the swallowed baby.
Okay, we kind of just talked about this, but Halloween hangout spots, based on our experience hanging out.
Hospitals. Abandoned camps.
No, specific ones in Milwaukee.
Police stations.
No, not in Halloween, like four maybe. Right, five, I think. Maybe four. Seminary Woods. That's going to be one of mine. Because not only are they woods, there's a graveyard.
Yeah, we're going to go right hang out places on Halloween.
No, I'm saying this is for other people.
Yeah, I got the trick-or-treaters and candy out too.
No, you don't. You live in an apartment building.
There you got a doorbell. Kids come in and ring all the doorbells in the building.
That would piss me off. I'd be like, this is an apartment building. Leave downtown. That's why I don't like being downtown this time of year, because it doesn't remind me of Halloween at all. It's like another day.
Because you're a baby?
Downtown. No, because it's just, nobody decorates downtown. Justin, what are your fears? We've asked you this before and you said, I'm not afraid of anything or I have no fears. Something along those lines, and that's a lie.
I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid anymore. And then the old guy comes out and he ran back into the house.
I couldn't really think of anything right now off the top of my head.
Use your imagination once and put yourself in a situation where
drowning.
Drowning? So like in open water?
What about drowning inside of a shark? That's not scary?
If you were inside a shark, you'd be able to move around. You could just fucking bust out of that.
That was not the answer I was expecting at all. I thought he was going to say, if you're inside a shark, the scary part's over. But no, he said you can just bust out of there. Do you know how hard a shark's skin is? The samurais used to use it as armor.
That's why I got a knife.
That's why all their enemies had swords.
They grip their swords as they grip their knives.
That's
when it's dry, though.
Justin, if you were to pet a shark, you would you yourself would for sure cut your hand open.
if you got your hand on potato chip, there's no way you'd get near anything like a shark, a porcupine.
I had to get rid of Anonymous because I was petting it and I cut my hand off.
With Justin's luck in the zombie apocalypse, he would become a zombie because a zombie cut him with a toenail or something.
Justin stepped on a deck.
Oh god.
My foot. No!
So like the 28 days later when she comes in and starts hacking him up.
I like that movie.
Really?
It was
the first one?
Yeah, it was in the store for 5
Wasn't the second one so much garbage? 28 Weeks Later?
I know, like...
I hated it. Did you see 28 Weeks Later? Mm-hmm. It was... You've seen the first one.
Yeah, right? I've seen the first one.
So basically it goes on the scenario, what would happen if...
Like...
Zombies infected the world or whatever, and...
The rage
the last
zombies.
When the last people left was Dahmer.
Dahmer?
Yeah, Hawkeye. He was in the movie.
Holly, hang out spot. Seminary Woods, seven bridges. There's some kind of abandoned glue factory I heard somewhere in Wisconsin, like somewhere.
It's like inside in like Oak Creek or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's off of Lake Drive.
And I've heard it's haunted from people. And
there's also that road where they had the drag races.
What, that glue factory?
Yeah.
I think I've been there.
I heard something about a witch's house too. Does anybody know anything about this? The witch's house?
Yeah, there's
it's like
a
by the lake or something.
I don't know if it's by the lake, but I've heard about witch's houses off like an abandoned road or something, and
what
I can't remember where it is, but like people have said that they've seen like a little girl there too and everything, and like there's like no connection with the little girl at all.
Weird.
Yeah, it's like crazy, and there used to be like it's like even the road's creepy. Like it's all deserted.
Yeah, Seminary Woods is a great spot because there's a graveyard in the middle of the woods. And Seven Bridges is a good spot because it's actually supposed to be haunted. That's what I've heard. I've heard somebody, like, killed themselves by jumping off one of the bridges or hanging themselves, or maybe I'm confusing that. It's
supposed to be haunted by, like, criminals, too, that have, like, escaped.
Escaped from what?
From jail, like downtown.
Ghost criminals are the worst. We call this Ghostbusters.
Apparently, there's like mysterious lights too.
We're duly appointed federal ghost marshals, and we catch ghost criminals.
Hey, grab me a cannoli.
I brought this up earlier. We used to.
Jeremy Renner's the soldier guy. 28 weeks later.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's not the main character. Yeah, Bagby is the main character. But he's not, I don't really know his name. He's not.
Well, Jeremy Renner is a main character in the movie.
Well, yeah, dude, it's been so long since I saw it. And, like, the whole time I was watching, I was like, okay, when are the raid zombies going to come in? We used to hang out, anyone who's heard of Blatt's Beer knows that it must have been founded by a guy named Blatts. And the Blatts family tomb is at the Forest Home Cemetery on 27th Street. And if you go there and you find Blatts' tomb, it's not too hard to find because it is the size of a house. And me and Justin got to go inside one day on a tour. It was pretty fun. Well, it was very short because you think it looks huge on the outside, but you go in, you gotta take it for, there's like 7 feet sunken in because of all the coffins and the bodies and stuff. Jeremy Renner, okay. But yeah, we used to hang out because like it was not only the size of a house, it actually had a porch. Like it had a
stoop.
We used to smoke weed and drink like rum on the porch, and cops never went in there. The most cops ever did was like drive around the outside and shine their light into the cemetery, and they never found us. They almost found me that one time. You weren't there. We were leaving your house.
That's where Justin would go and get his car stuck. Drifting through the cemetery.
It wasn't drifting through the cemetery. Not in the snow. Not there.
He just described what I'm talking about. I didn't even say it.
I wasn't doing that, but I wasn't doing that way, but not that way. Like, I was like, what are you talking about? No, how did you get your car stuck in a cemetery, and which cemetery was it?
It was the Forest Home Cemetery, and I was just driving, and like, because it was the peso, and like, when it was cold out, the fucking steering would lock up, and like, you couldn't, it would, like, it was almost like the, like, it was low on power steering fluid, or whatever, because it would feel all tight, and then you couldn't turn it, and then it would, like, give again, and it just kind of, like, slid, and was like,
because I recall driving through that cemetery with you while we were on acid in the pickup truck, and you were you were cruising turns all super. And we drove on that little truck path or whatever with the tire.
Yeah.
All it was tire marks, you know, pavement.
It was still cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Man, I wish I still had my truck because I was drifting it up north, dude.
Forest Home Cemetery.
I was drifting it up north.
I was drifting it up north.
YOLO.
YOLO. Forest Home Cemetery is a good hangout spot for Halloween enthusiasts.
Yes.
Because it's a huge cemetery. As long as you stick to like the center, and as long as you're quiet, wearing dark clothes, and not being a dick, like people going around vandalizing graves and stuff, that's something you see at Seminary Woods. You go.
The founder of our elementary school is buried there too.
Of Durfler?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like one of the first, it's like when you go in off of Forest Home, like it's one of the graves, like I think it's on the left side when you go right in.
The only famous person I knew who was buried there was the Blatts and his family. There's like, it's not just the, I thought it was just Blatts, and then I put it together like long time before we got to go inside that. It must not, it's not just him, it's like his whole family and anybody else who wants to be buried in there, and I'm sure they had to build a new one by now because it looked pretty full. But me and Justin, we got to go inside with Tony. Tony was there too. We were all just drinking Powerade. I think we were hungover. I was hungover. And Tony told us about the article that said, hey, they're doing tours of Blatts' tomb. We should go because we've hung out there more than anybody in the city. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
I like hanging around the pond. I like hanging around
the
pond.
Where the hell were you?
It was awesome.
I don't know.
That's a very good question because I have no idea where you were.
It's hard to pinpoint what you were doing.
Yeah, where were you?
Stories where you were. That's probably in New Mexico.
That's possible.
No, because you were still living with us on 28th.
Yeah, I would think so because Fetzer lived right in the neighborhood.
Probably somewhere in the lake or something.
Possibly. And then he woke up.
When I lived, no, when I lived on 28th Street, I used to get laid. Now I don't.
Now he's married, so he doesn't get laid at all.
Right.
Well, Mac, you're making snoring sounds. Why don't you contribute to the podcast? We probably don't have too much longer before your customer gets here. Mac's got a tattoo. You should probably do a deal on Halloween-related tattoos.
It's just a cover story. It's not a tattoo. What are you talking about? You know he's going to be in the back room.
I have no idea what that meant. He just gave us the location and said, use
Max
your imagination.
Secretly, Max secretly a gigolo.
Huh?
Max secretly a gigolo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Tattoo.
He's got bills to pay.
He's going to tattoo somebody with Zanus.
And he's going to use his cock as a pencil.
What? A pencil? He said a pencil. He said a pencil. You don't tattoo anybody with a pencil.
Yeah, but he's gonna draw it on first.
My cock.
You know, you still don't use a pencil. Well, you draw it on.
You still use
paper.
A pencil?
My cock is a pencil.
It's a mechanical
pencil. My pencil is my cock.
Okay, Justin, you don't have a favorite horror movie.
No.
But do you have a favorite horror movie antagonist? Antagonist means bad guy. So a favorite horror movie monster or a serial killer or.
No.
How? You can't think of any of that stand
out. I don't watch horror movies.
You don't think Freddy Krueger's
cool? Alright, just relate it to ex-girlfriends then.
Yeah, think like, well, that one, she was like the Freddy Krueger of all my relationships. And the other one,
the
that
succubus.
Was, and this other one, that was like the movie Cabin Fever.
Amber
like, I had to go to the
no, Amber was like the succubus, like, she bled me dry. Dude, I paid for everything when I was with her, dude.
Even pizza?
Even when you're out of town.
No, and like, she still owes me like $500-$600 for the story.
Yeah, that's not good. You're not
gonna see that.
I would come over to hang out with Stephanie, and you're out of town working. And then, like, she would call up her guy to get some weed, and she would just front it, and be like, it's alright, Justin will pay for it when he gets back, or blah, blah, blah.
Hey, we're
like,
dude,
he was standing over there, and he was just sitting there, and his belly was sticking out.
You should have seen him after he found out we had to pay, like, $22 for the buffet at fucking Potawatomi. He's like, no, man, I'm getting my money's worth. So he fucking eats his money. His belly was like 10 inches out. I swear, like he like walking through, like yeah, I got my money's worth.
I'm still on my way out, stubbing my face.
Yeah, he was on his way out eating like ice cream or some shit. I think he was eating ice cream. I think there was an ice cream cone.
That's the night that I couldn't get drunk.
No, probably not. All that food was absorbing everything, like instantly.
I want to go to Golden Corral.
Justin, did you like Halloween when you were a kid?
Yeah,
it
was a good movie.
No, I'm talking about the Halloween.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, because I was a fucking Ninja Turtle.
You've grown up too fast.
I said yeah because I was a fucking Ninja Turtle.
Would you say that's the best costume you had?
Yeah.
Which one were you?
Donatello.
Oh, Donatello!
Wow.
The weakest one, the party pooper. Justin, the party pooper turtle.
Purple.
With the staff.
That skin is like a. Hey, what color do I get to be? Oh, Donatello.
Or wait, I forgot about you. Donatello was the purple. Blue. Yeah, purple one. Yeah.
Justin was Corey Feldman.
So that was your best Halloween costume?
Yeah.
What did you? Was there a costume you always wanted to have but never could, just because it was either?
I think that was just a costume in general.
Not yet.
I wish I knew a costume.
Not really.
I remember in kindergarten, I really wanted to be Frankenstein. Go to the store, all the Frankenstein masks are gone.
I really wanted to be Frankenstein.
I had no idea what I was that year. I went as a ghost one year. Easiest Halloween in the world for my folks. Like, yeah, we can recycle this sheet. We don't need this anymore. Cut two holes in it, bang, I was a ghost. And Simon was a witch. My brother, Simon, was a witch for Halloween. He asked.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
He requested to be a witch. And he had the hat, he had a broom, he had like a cloak or whatever.
What a fag.
And Sadie was like a fairy princess.
Simon also asked if he was going to get his period.
Yeah, this is also my brother who asked, when am I going to get my period? He asked my mom. As she's explaining periods to my sister. Simon probably shouldn't even have been in the room when that was going on. So, yeah.
She's probably like the episode of South Park shoving tampons up his bum.
And then he exploded. However, Kenny died. Blood poisoning, staph infection.
He popped a blood vessel. Yeah. That's what's wrong with him today.
Oh, man. I can't think of my best Halloween costume because, like, after a certain point, I just stopped dressing up, and I won't dress up. Right now, people like to dress up for Halloween parties and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't, yeah.
I was Ash one year.
Oh, yeah.
Evil Dead.
That's pretty sweet. What, did you have overalls? Or not overalls, did you have the blue shirt and the jeans, and did you have, like, your hand cut off?
Yeah, pretty much. You were there.
Which party was it?
The one where I had the gun, it was at the cemetery.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The one that he didn't look like Ash?
No, I did. I didn't look anything like Ash. Well, no, I just, because it was cold too, because
Sean
I had.
Sean William Scott in Evil Dead.
I mean, I probably would have because all I, because it was, but it was cold because I was wearing my jacket.
Choose the number 69! It's be fucking hilarious!
What?
Goon?
Oh yeah, Goon. Yeah.
Oh.
I wanted to bring it up because it's a Halloween episode. For actors whose first movies were horror movies, and there are a lot of them. A lot of big ones.
Have you seen Our Idiot Brother?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
I love that movie. It was a great movie.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty much it too. It should be called Our Idiot Brother. It should be called Our Bitchy Sisters Who Suck.
Started a meme.
Huh?
Started a meme for tagging you.
Fuck that. I refuse to start a meme or be a part of a meme that's starting. Okay, actors whose first movies were horror movies. I'll go through the obvious ones right away. Kevin Bacon. He was in Friday the 13th. Everybody knows.
Fake peanut.
Wouldn't Kevin Bacon be the perfect Black Mask?
Yeah.
Black Mask.
Yeah, he totally would. He's a Batman villain. He's got. He made a mask out of his father's coffin, and it got burnt to his face somehow. And it's like a skull mask that's constantly burnt to his face. And yeah, I can see that. Okay, obvious ones, Kevin Bacon, Friday the 13th. Leonardo DiCaprio, Critters 3. I saw it when I was a kid, but not have put it together because I was a kid.
He's in that?
Yeah, he's a kid, a little kid.
That's weird.
It's his first movie ever.
It's like Shia LaBeouf being in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, not only that, he was all, Shia LaBeouf was in the X-Files too. In an episode.
What?
Yeah, when he was a little kid.
That's ridiculous.
Kirsten Dunst, another obvious one, Interview with the Vampire. She was very little. She got zapped by the sun in a like weird little dungeon, turned to ash.
Interview with the Vampire.
Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor. She was in Children of the Corn. I believe that was her first movie.
Really?
Yes. It's saying Josh Hartnett in Halloween H2O, but I don't think that was his first movie.
No,
wasn't he in like 10 Things I Hate About You or?
No, he was in the Virgin Suicides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way older movie than Halloween H2O.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke is also in that movie.
Okay.
Isn't his first movie a horror movie?
Ethan Hawke. I don't see his name on the list, but that wouldn't surprise me. Linda Hamilton, Children of the Corn, Josh Hartnett. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who is Elaine from Seinfeld. Her first horror movie was Troll. This is one of the worst horror movies ever made, besides its sequel.
Troll 2 is not one of the worst movies ever made.
But Troll is not a great horror movie. I've seen it. I didn't even
when remember. Liz was dancing at the concert, I thought it would be Lane.
What?
Yeah.
Is there bad dancing?
Yeah.
Viggo Mortensen, I did know this, because I just watched this movie the other day on Sci-Fi Channel, The Prophecy. He plays Satan. It is pretty bad. That movie is badass. It's Christopher Walken will never be creepier than he is in The Prophecy, the first two Prophecy movies.
Jennifer Aniston's in Leprechaun.
Yeah, that's first on the list. Jennifer Aniston, Leprechaun. It's her first movie also. Okay, those are the obvious ones. These are some not so obvious ones you probably didn't know. I've missed one. Johnny Depp, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
That's an obvious one. And Jamie Lee Curtis in the first Halloween. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George Clooney was in the movie Return of the Killer Tomatoes.
Really?
Yes. I don't know what year it was made. Lawrence Fishburne and Patricia Arquette were both in Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors. Tom Hanks was in his first movie was a horror movie called He Knows You're Alone, and I've never seen it. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Heather Locklear was in Firestarter, which I haven't seen in years. Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube. What movie do you think?
Anaconda.
It's not a horror movie, but they listed it here anyways.
John Boyd.
He tries to be badass, but he just gets vomited by a snake and then winks at somebody.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger were both in The Return of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from like the 80s, like early 80s.
Weird.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson was in The Terror, Little Shop of Horrors, and The Raven. I've never seen.
He was in The Little Shop of Horrors?
That's what it says, but I've seen The Little Shop of Horrors. I don't think he was in there. This is just a list I got off some website. And I know the ones that are obviously true. Bill Pullman, Serpent at the Rainbow. I don't think it was his first horror movie, or his first movie, but it was probably his first horror movie. And it's not even that great of a movie. The girl who plays the voice of Lisa Simpson, her first movie was Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she dies pretty hardcore in that movie.
No, she stays alive.
Does she survive?
Yeah, she survives.
I might be thinking of this story then.
She almost dies because her car gets hit by the truck and then it flips over and then the guy comes and gets her.
Sissy Spacek and John Travolta and Amy Irving. I don't know who Amy Irving is off the top of my head. They were all in Carrie. That was their first movies. Charlize Theron was her first movie was Children of the Corn 3. John Travolta, it's listing him again in The Devil's Reign, never heard of it, but hot blonde chick from Grey's Anatomy, and hot chick from Knocked Up, Katherine Heigl. I'll see if you can guess what her first movie was, man.
I don't know.
Bride of Chucky, she's the female lead.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's her first movie ever.
Oh yeah, holy shit.
Meg Ryan's first movie ever was Amityville 3D, or was it at least her first horror movie?
Mm-hmm.
Demi Moore was in a movie called Parasite, which I've never heard of.
Man, me either.
Yeah, and John Larroquette, who I have heard of, but he was the narrator for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original. And that was a list of celebrities or actors and actresses who have been, whose first movies were horror movies. Some of them might not have been all entirely true. Pretty sure we've pretty much talked about everything I can think of. Well, except for what we plan. We've talked about Halloween in the past. Justin, what do you plan on doing this Halloween?
Honestly, I don't know. Don't really have any plans.
Nor do I. It bums me out.
Going to Radish's this weekend. That's about it.
Radish's is a bar that only serves vegetables.
Radish's is a customer of mine.
If you go to Radish's, man.
Where is Radish's?
In Muskego.
Oh.
I didn't have a kid.
Yeah.
Well, Tara can babysit. No.
Yeah, you go tell her that. You go tell her that, and then we'll go get you.
It's this weekend.
Then we'll hold our hands to your throat as you bleed profusely. She, like, took a nail file to your throat.
No!
I have no plans for this Halloween. Kind of bums me out.
But did everybody hear about...
No.
She got shot?
What?
Yeah, she actually shot herself.
Strippers.
That's horrible.
Strippers.
No, she like doesn't know. Like, I guess her boyfriend was like strangling her or something, and like.
So she shot her. So, here, let me make this easier for you.
She shot his hand, okay. And the bullet went through and hit her in the neck.
Okay, well, thank you, Justin, for saying all that after I laughed my ass off. First of all,
okay, wait. So her boyfriend, her hands around her throat, so she shot.
She
him
said. Mm-hmm. So she went. I'll get him off.
Yeah.
So she shot herself in the throat.
Yeah, because the bullet went through, okay? Through his hand and into her neck.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's alright right now, but they, like, I guess now they don't take the bullets out of you if you've been shot, so.
That's a pretty bloody way, I think, to end the podcast. Mac, do you have any plans for Halloween? Any last words you want to say on this Halloween episode? Do you think this Halloween episode has been better than...
The last Halloween episode?
No, any of the Simpsons Halloween episodes? The new
ones. Yeah, definitely better than the Simpsons.
Yeah,
even the new one that they had the other day really wasn't even like good at all.
What were the sketch, like the segments, did they tell you? Or do you remember? That's the booger. There it is.
Not really, but I remember, like, I just fucking turned it off because it was just doing like other episodes of shit. I can't talk anymore.
No. The last time I watched the Simpsons Halloween episode, a new one, the segment was Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, where it was basically a parody of Mr. and Mrs. Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not scary. Yeah, totally irrelevant to Halloween, or maybe you're just looking for a reason to not do a regular Simpsons episode. But a Halloween episode of Simpsons should be like they used to be. Zombies, vampires, fucking The Fly, they did all of that.
The fucking Fly.
Yeah, they did.
It was like, one of the ones they had in there was like, they were, the first scene that they popped up, Lisa had voted that they had like a giant reactor kind of thing or whatever for the information about like everything on Earth or something, and like, the two particles ended up colliding into this thing or whatever, and it created a black hole. And everybody just kept throwing their junk into it, and like it got bigger, and eventually it just sucked the whole world through.
Oh, she built a particle collider, basically. Like, what? They've done that already.
Yeah, the Atom Smasher.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, the black hole started, and she ended up taking it and putting it in the basement, and like, Homer and like everybody else was like feeding it shit, and Homer put up a giant sign like, get rid of your crap in the black hole or something, and everybody just kept doing it in the hole.
See,
it just got bigger and just destroyed everything, and they ended up in this on this one planet or whatever with these crazy things.
Like dimension, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. See, with like these tall ass creatures.
It sounds way too close to that one.
We should have segments of the podcast where Justin explains sci-fi movies.
Yeah, we could easily. We could have Justin's movie reviews. We can replace Justin. We can replace Max drunk reviews with Justin's movie review. James Earl Jones reading The Raven. What beats that? Not much. And the Invader Zim Halloween episode.
Are you kidding me? Christopher Walken reading The Raven.
It's okay, but it's not as good as Darth Vader reading The Raven. It just isn't. Like no, everybody does Christopher Walken impressions.
Yeah, but if James Earl Jones had done the whole story.
He did.
Was that the whole story?
Yeah, The Raven is not a story, it's a poem, but it lasts
It's
pages.
A story.
It is a story, kind of. It's just, it goes on for like 3 pages. And he did say all of it except for the parts that Homer was supposed to say as the main character or whatever. But that and the Invader Zim Halloween episode, I don't know if you remember that, but it's when there's a dimension inside Dib's head. Mm-hmm. Where Zim gets locked, like, it's like
Dib's head?
Yeah, inside Dib's head. And he goes into one of his dad's machines, and he tries to look inside this other dimension, and it starts to, like, fade in, fade out of, like, the current dimension, and, like, the animation's really awesome, the monsters look really cool, and it was just a really good episode. That would be any Treehouse of Horror. I'm pretty sure there were good Rugrats Halloween episodes, stuff like that.
My favorite Rugrats episode is the garbage one. The garbage monster. Remember they had all the garbage piling up in the garage and then he would throw it away? And then Tommy would wake up and see the monster eating all the garbage.
It's the garbage truck. Yeah, I remember that one. That was good. Alright, I think this will be it for the Halloween episode. It's an extended episode, but I think we've gotten all of the basic Halloween groundwork covered that we wanted to cover, what have you. From Outer Inspirations Tattoo in downtown Milwaukee, this is Zach saying, have a lovely Halloween, and I hope that everyone is safe. Except for...
Here comes a sweetie man! Here comes a sweetie man!
This is Max saying Zach saying have a safe Halloween. And,
Here comes a sweetie man!
That's Max saying, here comes a sweetie man. And,
Download our shit!
And Justin Fetzer saying download our shit. And tune in next time, where hopefully we will be,
Where can you download our shit?
You can download our shit off of Podomatic.com or iTunes.com
for free.
That's how awesome we are. We can do this much entertaining, but just give it away. We're like the Robin Hoods of comedy. And stay tuned because next episode, hopefully, Justin, we will be premiering Justin's journal. Which works out so well because it's just Justin's journal, 2 J's. We'll hear what life is like when Justin is not in our presence, which we don't get to experience or know of at all. So, this has been Mac and Zach to the Future, and hope you enjoyed our Halloween episode. Stay tuned for the next one.
Download our shit!